Hi, everyone. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. The other day, a New York Times article caught my eye. It was titled, How to Feel Alive Again. It was based on an interview with Catherine May on her latest book, Enchantment. According to Ms. May, the key to feeling alive again is to find out what soothes you. It might be going on a walk or visiting an art museum, watching the shifting clouds, going to a place of worship, or staring at the moon. Although Ms. May offers some helpful suggestions that might soothe a person's spirit on any given day and help him or her to feel alive again, Ms. May doesn't go far enough. The greatest need of every person is not to feel alive again, but to be born again, to become spiritually alive for the very first time. In John chapter 3, Jesus said to one of the most religious leaders of his day, "You must be born again. And unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Why must people be born again? Because all of us, apart from Christ, even the most religious people, are dead in our trespasses and sins. This is God's diagnosis of our spiritual condition, and it is a dire one. The reason Scripture emphasizes our dreadful state is so that we will know what we need and then shout for joy when God gives it to us. So stick with me for the next couple of minutes. Two times in Ephesians 2, we are told that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. Paul uses the past tense here because he's writing to believers. But in describing our former condition before coming to Christ, Paul says in verses 1 to 4, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." Now, Paul's not talking about being physically dead or morally lifeless. We're not dead in the sense that we cannot sin, because we do. We are quite active in that regard. We're walking in disobedience. We're following the ways of the world and even of the devil. We're carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, satisfying our sinful cravings. So this text and many other passages in Scripture show us how helpless and hopeless we are in our natural condition and why we must be born again. Dead people cannot make themselves better. Dead people need one thing before anything else can happen. They must be made alive. They must be born again. This is where the good news comes in. And that's, of course, what the word gospel means, good news. This is where God enters the picture. Scripture shows that the new birth is not only a must, but it is also a miracle. A moment ago, I said that two times in Ephesians 2, we are told that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. But I only gave you the first instance in verse 1. The second statement appears in verses 4 to 5. Listen to this. "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Scripture makes a direct connection between Jesus' resurrection and our regeneration. Look at what Peter writes in chapter 1, verse 3 of his epistle. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Later on in the same chapter, Peter tells us that God ransomed us from our futile way of life by the precious blood of Jesus, and that God called us into union with Christ through the living and abiding Word of God. He says this was the good news that was preached to you. So putting all of this together, we see that God supernaturally gives us life by connecting us to the resurrected Christ through faith. God regenerates and we respond. God begets and we believe. We are born again because God is rich in mercy, love, and grace. Oh, my friends, may this encourage you today not only to rejoice in your salvation, but also to tell others the good news of Jesus Christ. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about Webster Bible Church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.